Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
world. Happy hump day. You're listening to The Art of Seduction with Grey Eyes Smith. And these shows are brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. And, so we have anthologies available on Amazon.com filled with poetry from poets around the world. So feel free to check those out and help support these shows. Tonight's show is based on a contest that I ran with Lee Wildove called, it's based on a quote, and it says, "She wants a warrior lover with wild eyes, strong hands, and a poet's heart." So that's the gist of tonight's show, plus a little bit of open poetry as well. Okay, I'm going to go to the studio here and see if we have any callers. And woohoo, we do. Hello, area code 715. Hello, Pam.
Hello, Gray. How's it going?
It's going great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Looking forward to hanging out with you, other cool poets, and, you know, just getting into that some of that nice, sensual, romantic poetry that we get on Wednesday nights. So very cool stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I'm going to bring on Passion's Promise. Hello, Passions.
Hi, Gray. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear. Okay, I'm going to post the first link here, and it has a SoundCloud, so it will play that. This is by Kay. Okay, here we go.
Lover's Afternoon by Kay. Gray silk upon flesh. The eyes are captivated by hollyhock blood tones. Spring breeze waif in the air and spiced trimmings of grass clippings. Birds chirping upon sun-drenched bliss. A worshipper, soon to be naked. Seams well streaming, argosy of a treasure house reservoir. A seed bedding, mainspring, caliber savoir-faire handiness. Cologne tickling senses to the flame, mullen elation of hours. Smoky threads, trace in flesh, plate the commencement, epilesia, and bone.
Well, that was a beautiful read. I was just curious what epilesia meant. A formal written defense of one's opinions or conduct. Huh. What a beautiful poem, though. You know, it has a very sensual and seductive nature to it. Birds chirping upon sun-drenched bliss, a worshipper soon to be naked. Seems, well, streaming argosy of a treasure house reservoir. Just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. Kay has a great way with words, with imagery. I really like this brevity all the way through, but I especially like spring breeze wafting the air and spice trimmings of grass clippings, birds chirping upon sun-drenched bliss, a worshipper soon to be naked. There's really just a wonderful sense of anticipation and the heat that's filling the room, and beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. That was a great comment. And Passions, what did you think?
I do like the beginning lines. It was beautifully read. The spring wing, the spring breeze waves in the air and spice trimming the grass breast. I mean, it's beautiful. The nature, the want, the fulfillment, the cologne tickling senses to flame mulling elation of hours, smoky threads tracing flesh. I mean, beautiful imagery. She did a wonderful job on this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Promise. I mean, thank you, Passions. Okay, Pam, I'm going to put the next right up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
I would be happy to. All right. The True Seduction by Marvin Goldfarb. And it goes like this. I can think of every lady's body parts, but that is not how Marvin starts. I could say I am the man doing what I can. That would be mindless. That would be blindness. this, the true seduction starts with kindness and poem.
I really like that. It's direct and to the point. I can think of every lady's body parts, but that's not how Marvin starts. I could say I'm the man doing what I can, and that would be mindless. That would be blindness. The true seduction starts with kindness. I agree. Well done, Marvin. What did you think, Passions?
No, I agree. A lot said in a few words. I mean, he's not just after the woman. You know, he believes in taking his time, so to speak, and working his way into what other most guys just jump at. So, it's a great piece. A lot said in a few words.
Absolutely. Thank you, Passions. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I think this is absolutely a wonderful brevity. It's sweet. It takes us back to a more old-fashioned time, which is nice. It has values to it, and it has a sense of romance to it. So very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I'm going to post the next poll, if you wouldn't mind, please, Passions.
Yes.
Okay, Behind the Strut by Eric Svensson. Rough around the edges, unapologetic mostly, uncouth cloudiness, sometimes Mars, but lodged deep within titanium exterior, glimmers of diamond still uncut. Carved and compacted by life experience, steady blue eyes, ice, access intention from a mile, damn that smiling ignites a billion suns, Marlboro cowboy man, thrills spectators in the rodeo ring, muscled legs clench, commands wildest speed, raw rope obeys and vice grip hands. But oh, how that hidden diamond jewel shines, shimmers as we swim naked in his favorite river. Beady-eyed beavers observe in awe. Such gentleness smiles at them as we float downstream. Warm rocks cushion curve a fiddle-fit back. Stretched out his resonance murmurs. Mountain lion purrs in tension. Tenderness of a newborn lamb begs the court. Gentle yet ardent, suckle coaxes. Vice grip hand supports buttocks. Shocks absorbers support her for the salient shaft. White elixir lassoed at leisure. Stallion steel rises as if in a dream. Gathers his broken and colt in fortress arms. From here to eternity, kiss feels his gratitude. Determined wade back into dimpled river. Loud holler echoes the round sound ecstasy. End poem.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Excellent read. And that's a powerful poem, you know, with the intent of showing his muscular physique and his smile and, you know, his diamond jewel shines, shimmers as they swim naked in his favorite river. I mean, that's a beautiful way to spend the day, if you ask me, is by on the river, especially with somebody so amazing. It's just a fabulous rate. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was fun and seductive. I like how it brings us into the raw sexual energy of that Marlboro-type cowboy man. I really like... the uncouth cloudiness, sometimes Mars, but lodged deep within its titanium exterior, glimmers a diamond still uncut. There's that whole idea, you know, behind the idea that there's a gentle spirit beneath all the rough, manly edges, and it's just a tender side that just needs to be coaxed out. I have to say that this is really, I also really like mountain lion purrs in tension. and the use of the Latin phrase stretched out, his resonance murmurs. There's something very, the word murmurs. It just really brings you into such a beautiful and personal moment. So wonderfully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. That was a great comment. And Passions, what did you think?
It was a very sensual piece. To like many of the sections that Pam had mentioned, but I also liked the very last one where the stallion steed rises as if in a dream, gathers broken in colt in fortress arms. From here to eternity's kiss feels his gratitude, determined wade back into dimpled river. Loud holler echoes around sound ecstasy. Beautiful ending to a beautiful piece. It was well written.
Thank you, Passions. Okay, I have the next poem up, and this is by Essa Machiva, and it's called We Were Free. He knew that he was dying when he told her, but she didn't want to believe him and even got angry. He stood confronting her, making his final statement, encapsulating a lifetime in three words. We were free. This caught her attention as his words mirrored the truth of those endless nights. He sat writing and she by his side, sharing thoughts, being true to themselves and to the whole world. It never mattered where they were, rich or poor, as long as they had the liberty to determine the meaning of freedom without restraints on their convictions and who they are. Absolutely. Beautiful poem. It's a very freeing work. You know, you can feel the freedom that they had. But I mean, that first stanza is definitely pulls at the heartstrings. He knew he was dying, and when he told her, but she didn't want to believe him and even got angry. He stood confronting her, making his final statement, encapsulating a lifetime in three words. We were free. How touching is that? Such a beautiful poem and sentiment. What did you think, Pam?
Oh my goodness, this is powerful and it's emotive. And you're right, that first stanza does particularly hit hard, especially I think when any one of us has found out that someone we care about is dying. We go into those different stages, like the stages of denial or the stage of anger. You know, it's like you can just feel, like you can connect with the whole idea of what it would be like to feel angry at the thought of losing someone you had spent your life with and being their partner, being, you know, by their side. And I like, though, that the strength within the end lines and the idea of that together they loved each other and they had the freedom to, you know, stand by their convictions. So beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Passions, what are your thoughts?
I do agree with the first stanza. I mean, it captures you and just tears at the heartstrings, the different stages that we do go through. And then, you have no choice but to be kind of in your face with it to try to catch her attention, and he did. And then, I enjoyed the part where he sat writing and she by his side, sharing thoughts, bringing true to themselves, to the whole world. You know, nothing beats having a partner to sit with you and enjoy the moments like that. You know, I enjoy having my husband sit with me and write while I'm reading or writing or whatever the case is, that he, you know, it's just a matter of just having that certain somebody. It's a pleasure, and I enjoyed this piece a lot.
Thank you, Passions. Okay, Pam, you're up next, please.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Let me just get back to the page and All right. And everything slow. All right. This is Unrestrained by Doc Frank. And it goes like this. Emotions unrestrained by expectations, both feeling so free, like an eagle on the breeze. She, I'm independent, no anticipation, only my desires. He, I'm attracted to you like steel to magnet. You feel some way too. What's love got to do with it? We have a lustful attraction. Your caress warms my toes. Our lengthy kiss stirs my urges. Your fingers magic to my libido. Luscious tongue probing my surges. Inhibitions left long ago on rocket. As our sweating naked bodies join, rhythmically swaying with music, physically as well as emotionally bliss, two souls intertwined, united, enjoined, completed softly by a caring kiss. End poem.
Beautiful read, Tam. And this is another touching poem. You know, it speaks to the attraction that two people feel for each other and the desires that well up inside us there. And as our sweating bodies naked bodies join, rhythmically swaying with music, physically and emotionally, bliss, two souls intertwined, right, united, enjoined, completed by, softly by a caring kiss. Yeah, just beautiful, touching poem with a lovely sentiment to it as well. What did you think, Passions?
I found it to be a very romantic piece that led up to a touch of, like, sensuality. And, you know, I thought your caress warms my toes, our lengthy kiss stirs my urges, your fingers magic to my libido, luscious tongues probing my surges, and visions left long ago on a rocket. You know, beautiful line, beautiful imagery. And the following, the last stanza sums it up beautifully as they unite. And I think that he did a wonderful job with this, bringing a soft romance to the light sensual. And it was beautifully written.
Great comment, Passions. Thank you. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I have to agree. This is just beautifully romantic. I really like it all the way through. And what I like is that there's that moment in the third stanza where, you know, the sensuality, the intensifies, and then it kind of flutters back down really nicely and softly into the caring kiss of that last stanza. So beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pam. Okay, Passions, I have a poem up if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay, hold on. I don't see one. I just see the last one. I refreshed here.
Oh, it should be there. I'll repost it. Okay, and Naomi, she's on hold. I'm going to bring Naomi on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi,
Naomi. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Passions. Hi, Pam. Hi, Gray.
Hey, Naomi.
Hi.
Good to hear
you.
Hi.
Did you get a chance to hear that last time?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
That's okay. Passions, did you find the poem?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Call Me the Hedgehog's Dilemma by Lyra Race Poetry. My dress, pumps and makeup are made of shiny little spikes, sharp broken glass. hidden knives that I may use by surprise at night. You might call me the hedgehog dilemma. How will I be a woman, a wife role model for a breed, lover made as a warrior follower, and sheep poetry at heart? And that perhaps is because I'm a time traveler minder. For years now, stuck in a loop that I may fall in love with you, I might as well hug myself and feel each cut so deep, scratch on my gut harsh with bleed. No, answer me. Who wants to be loved? But if you touch, you become a prisoner of time inside my own mind, and you aren't even here passing by. Just forget the color of my dress, pumps and red lips, makeup, please. End of poem.
Oh, that was a hard-hitting poem. It was beautifully read, but my dress, my pumps and makeup, are made of shiny little spikes, sharp broken glass, hidden knives that I may use to surprise you at night. You might call me the hedgehog's dilemma. That's a powerful first stanza. You know, it really hits home with the intent in that stanza. And then for years now, stuck in a loop that I may fall in love with you. I might as well hug myself and feel each cut so deep. Scratch on my gut, harsh with bleed. Now answer me. And then the closing couplet, just forget the color of my dress, pumps and red lips, makeup, please. That was a powerful poem. And what did you think, Pam?
I think, how do porcupines make love? And the answer is very, very carefully. But what I actually think about the poem is that it is actually a very powerful and emotive poem. I like how she develops these spikes, this protective layer because she's been hurt over and over again. But there's this message in the end part, you know, that reminds us that when we develop those spikes, when we develop those shards of glass and those ways to keep ourselves from getting hurt, we end up hurting ourselves in the long run. So just a wonderful write and very well done.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, what did you think?
I agree with everything Pam said there. She was an awesome comment. The lines that stuck out to me is, you know, she seems to be like crying, you know, like screaming this. How will I be a woman, a wife, role model for a breed lover made as a warrior follower and cheap poetry at heart, and that perhaps is because I'm a time traveler minder. We feel the sadness throughout this poem. And she writes it as, you know, in her AN that it's personal too. So, yeah, a real hard-hitting poem here and very sad. Very well written by Laura Reese.
Thank you, Naomi. And Passions, what did you think?
It was a very emotional piece. I mean, every one of us has been there, you know, hiding behind a disguise of some sort because we've been hurt. And we put up those fights to protect ourselves. And it takes a long time to bring them down. And she did a great job with this, with the journey through the issue at hand. And I too, like, for now, 3 years now, stuck in a loop that I may fall in love with you. I might as well hug myself, and you can feel the pain, the ache. And now answer me, who wants to be loved? But if you touch, you become a prisoner of time inside my own mind, and you aren't even here passing by. a very, very touching poem. I enjoyed it. Well, she wrote, she did a really, really good job on it.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem, if you wouldn't mind, please, Naomi.
Okay.
I'm posting it now.
Okay. Ah, I can't see it. By Mindful?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I don't have the hands that tame the stone. I don't have the words to our scene, the backstory, the tone of blue that you require when composition is your breath. We live, we love, we give, but never get what we create. I've written better verses in the depth of another, with no recollection to come. What if substance is there but you for me? March howls vain, for I will not budge in my resolve to once again obfuscate the obvious. Yet from this soft vantage, remotely I desire what proximity has clouded. I touch but do not feel. I sing without tune, lyrics that scatter like seeds on the wind. Will you pluck a word, a phrase, our song on the breeze? Show me what I will give you. Do not fear my constancy, nor my fickle notes tossed headwind. I will toil in obscurity for an eternity if you give me but a moment to recall all that was perfect. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Naomi. And that's a heartfelt poem. You know, we live, we love, we give, but never get what we create. I've written better verses in the depths of another with no recollection to come. What of substance is there but you for me? And how true is that, you know? It's just a beautiful poem filled with excellent imagery and emotions. What did you think, Pam?
I really liked this all the way through. It was beautifully written. What I like is that the title, Perfection, kind of counterbalances the idea to me of the poem, which is loving each other with imperfections. You know, tossing those words out there, and no matter, you know, how awkward they might seem at the time, you know, grabbing a hold of them. And you know, I really like this all the way through, but especially I touch but do not feel, I sing without a tune, lyrics that scatter like seeds on the wind. Will you pluck a word, a phrase, our song on the breeze? You know, that wonderful sense of connection between distance. And beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. And Passions, what are your thoughts?
And this, too, a beautiful piece full of emotions and wonderful imagery. I, too, enjoyed the stanza, I touch but do not feel, I sing without tune. You feel the closeness and will you pluck a word, a phrase, or song on the breeze? Beautiful line. I think they did a really great job with this.
Great comment. Thank you, Parkins. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful poem. You know, I also loved that same stanza, you know. But also, you know, the last one, too, is full of emotion there. Show me what I will give you. Do not fear my constancy, nor my fickle notes tossed headwind. I will toil in obscurity for an eternity if you give me but a moment to recall all that was perfect. So geez, just I feel the longing there, you know, the wanting for love there. Just give it to me, you know, just give, toss it to me, and give me that feeling that I want there, that just that perfect moment to recall that all that was perfect. Just a wonderfully, amazingly written poem piece here by Mindful.
Excellent comment, Neil. Thank you. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's by Random Scribbler, and it's called Shining Night. Touching you at midnight, I sigh and sigh. Feeling your fierce strength, my senses glide like birds in flight, high and high. Looking into your feral eyes, I forget myself, telling you the truth, I can't lie. Being engulfed in your firm arms feels so right. Bright, gladly, I can die. Hearing your lyrical voice, expressing verses of love so fine, I can sit forever and never tire to do whatever you desire. Dreaming that you are taking me to the heaven tonight, where there is no darkness, only sparkling light. Saying this makes me shy. Worrying that lose you, I might, wanting you forever to be in my sight. Asking you to never say goodbye, loving so much that you fight, or that loving you so much, loving so much that for you I can fight, caring not about giving or taking an eye, thinking of escape from those who pry, hoping for a future so bright, so my ever-shining night. Let's get bound together, never to untie. End poem. Yeah, that was a beautiful, right? You know, you can feel the passion in it and the desire that she has for her man. The fear of losing somebody is always omnipresent, I think, in when you have such a connection and you want to get you want to get to a place where, you know, you're away from prying, people prying into your life and into your world. I thought it was just a beautiful pen. What did you think, Pam? Hello, Pam. Hi, Naomi. I'm going to look in the studio and see if Pam dropped. And she did.
On, Gray. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. I really liked it all the way through. It was beautiful and romantic. Looking into your feral eyes, I forget myself. Hearing your lyrical voice, expressing verses of love so fine, I can't sit forever and never tire to do whatever you desire. I like that there's this real sense of wanting to be there for the other person, wanting to please the other person, and knowing that they are there for you too. So beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. That was a great comment. And Passions, what are your thoughts?
So this is a genuinely sweet piece. I, too, the hearing your lyrical voice, expressing verses of love so fine, I could sit forever and never tire to love somebody so much to that you never tire of them. You just want to please them. And this piece shows a lot of great emotion in romance and setting out to, like I said, to please. And it was a very well-written piece. I enjoyed it a great deal.
It's a great comment. Thank you. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I enjoyed this. Now, I take the last words on the end of those sentences, those lines there. I sigh and sigh, high and high. I can't lie. I can die. I can't sit forever, never tire. Great rhyme and those end lines there. And well written throughout, you know, you feel the emotion here. And a wonderful write all through, so bravo.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind, please, when you see it, Pam.
All right.
Oh, actually, it's got a SoundCloud. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Pam, you can continue watching the porcupine.
Okay. Here we go.
In the labyrinth, vision becomes a journey with dragonflies weaving past rims within a moment placed onto crossroads, kissing fate. Plumes of billowing smoke travels into nothingness, become a dust of what we've become. It was yesterday that kissed today. And tomorrow is stepping into a dream that was caught inside a tunnel, unable to follow empty hollow halls with howling voices, writing script in coffins, throwing pages across grassy fields. Black and white frames pick up pace in a long string of aged films, throwing silhouettes upon empty Savoy screens. Poets become all-seeing gods, satisfying hunger, divine omniscience, pulling insides out, preserving it in tiny fucking symbols, like rare aquatic insects, feeding on skull bone marrow, then to bottle it perfectly into a frozen pose. I kill myself in small amounts, an innocuous outpatient, hung up on tiny stabbing syllables that don't make too much noise, but are frankly pulling the lung out of my throat, putting blood unwinding sheets, little black sacraments of my truth, loop the loop, buttercup butterflies with yellow nightingales eating 8 loaves in a row and in a certain order.
Well, I don't see the relation to sensuality in this, but perhaps I'm wrong. But in the labyrinth, the vision becomes a journey with dragonflies weaving past rims within a moment placed onto crossroads, kissing fate. It's a very dark poem, but it's beautiful in its darkness. You know, it loop the loop buttercup butterflies with yellow nightingales eating 8 loaves in a row and in certain order. Yeah, it's a hard-hitting poem. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. Definitely very hard-hitting, very thought-provoking. There's always, between the fact that he uses very short, impactful lines and has that kind of slight growl and intensity to his voice, there's a very intense feeling, a very raw and savage feeling to Krichanowski's poetry. And I really like it says, poets become all-seeing gods, satisfying hunger, divine omniscience, pulling inside out, persevering, it is tiny effing symbols like rare aquatic insects. I like how he shows the duality of the poet. The duality of the poet is they are a god, they are a human, they are nothing but a mere insect, at the servitude of the cultures around them. So beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely, thank you. And Passions, what did you think?
I think, wow. what I was expecting when we started with this piece. It's a very dark, and his voice did have that kind of a growl to it, and it's like I didn't know what to expect, but you know, us, we're all seeing God. Okay, this is good. I mean, we are what we see, what we feel. I mean, we are the senses, and we write out of emotion, images. I mean, this piece just made me see deeper into other aspects. But I also like I kill myself in small amounts, an innocuous outpatient, hung up on tiny stabbing syllables that don't make too much noise, but are frankly pulling a lung out of my throat, seeing blood on winding sheets, little black sacraments of my truth. Like, you know, sometimes we dig deep into who we are. Some of those kind of like I call them basement stories, tales, things that you don't really want to talk about, but you hint around them. And anyway, he brought a lot of different images to my head with this piece. I think he did an awesome job.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Pam and Passions read the two stanzas that really hit me, but also the one, you know, where he says it as it is, you know, black and white frames pick up pace in a long string of aged films tossing silhouettes upon empty Savoy screens. You know, and then he goes into those two stanzas that were already mentioned. But, you know, it's really talking about, like Pam said, you know, just being what a poet is, you know, how they deep in, like he says, he pulls out a lung out of my throat. Wow, you know, that's some pretty... pretty striking and hard-hitting imagery right there, you know. And he has awesome, awesome lines all throughout this, my gracious. But Shinasky can write in such a way, you know, and his reads are always hard-hitting too, you know, his tone of his voice. And like you said, that deep growl he has. And the intensity of the read, too, brings, you know, all the powerfulness out of in the poems. So just a great write all the way through here, some bravo.
Well said. Thank you. Okay, Pam, I've got the next poem up, if you don't mind, please.
All right, no problem. This is My Wild Exotic Lover by Eve831, and it goes like this. I want a lover to rock my world, make my body feel like it's in a twirl, make my eyes roll back in my head, go wild like the bull who sees the color red. I want to look into his wild, crazy eyes, give me wild loving, sending me to paradise. Make my body have muscle spasms, explode my body with multiple orgasms. Roll me over on my sensual sleek back, release that juice all between my crack. Show me all your exotic sensual skills. Give me your body, ultimate love thrills. Send chills up and down my body from head to toe. Let my body enjoy you as your ego grows. Flip me over and give me penetration on my backside. Show me what you're working with. Let it slip and slide. I'm a freaky little mother who's ready and hot. Give me what you got. Shoot your best shot. Work your magic. Work it mighty well. I want to be your freakazoid. Put me under your spell. End poem.
I really like that. That was a beautiful read, Pam. And, you know, this is, it's sensual and erotic. It's full of passion and desire. And, you can feel the heat coming off this poem as you read it. Just an excellent poem. What did you think, Passion?
Well, all I can say with this one, it was a very, very sensual, the rhyme scheme. She did well with the rhyme scheme. I feel I do like rhyme. a lot of great imagery here. She did a great job with it. It was a great read.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
She sure didn't hold anything back in this one. You know, she went straight to the... Yeah, I love her. I want to be your freakazoid. Put me under your spell. You know, you see that picture above there, and it just goes along so well with this, right? You know, I want a lover to rock my world, make my body feel like it's in a twirl, make my eyes roll back in my head, go wild like the bull who sees the color red. You know, she starts it out right away, you know, right bang with a, you know, straightforward and right at it, and she doesn't let up. So, yeah, great ride here.
Excellent comment, Naomi. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to dig up the next poem here. And this has a SoundCloud. This has a SoundCloud, so I'll play that. This is by Weaver of Dreams. I'm going to play the SoundCloud. Here we go.
Darkness has always been a safe sanctuary, needing only a flicker of candlelight within the blackness of that vast expanse to hold back the shadows that define the night. Suddenly, everything has changed around me. Where darkness was once welcomed with delight, now coldness and creeping dread surround me. Can I hide from the shadow of the night? For out there, edging closer, someone stirs. I feel again the chill of passing flight. I see a flash of red eyes, fang-like teeth. Can I defy the shadow of the night? I fled into the darkness to escape this fiend whose desires I have to fight. I'd rather die than feel his vile touch. Can I escape the shadow of the night? I sense before I see I'm not alone. My childhood sweetheart holds me tight. His arm is around me, weapon drawn. He is my shield from the shadow of the night.
Well, that was a beautiful read. And, you know, you can feel the angst in those first stanzas of being alone in the darkness as something moves and flitters around you. And then to know that, you know, you're not alone. Your childhood sweetheart holds you tight. His arms around you, weapon drawn. He is her shield from the shadow of the night. How epic is that? Just a beautiful picture painted there. What did you think, Passions?
This is a beautiful picture, like you said. I like how she has her little guardian that she keeps next to her, her childhood sweetheart. And then, you know, the other night they were telling stories kind of like this, trying to keep me awake, I think. I see a flash of red eyes, fang-like teeth. Can I defy the shadow of the night? She gives great detail every time I read a piece of hers. I love it. I love this one.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Weaver of Dream. Well, first of all, I love her reading voice. And she always has this way of putting a little bit of darkness into her writes, you know, just to keep us on the edge of our seat. Can I escape the shadow of the night? I sense before I see I'm not alone. My sweet childhood sweetheart holds me tight, weapon drawn. He is my shield from the shadow of the night. So just a wonderful write all through here, Weaver of Dreams. And, you know, so, and, you know, she's a born storyteller. We can tell, you know, by the way she, in every write, she puts in that element of storytelling, you know, and just a great write throughout.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Pam, did I get you on that?
You did not. You skipped me on the last one. You almost skipped me on this one. But you know what? I'm blaming it on the fact that my sexy reading of Eve's poem just totally made you flustered.
Right, exactly.
There you go. But no, I really enjoy Weaver's poetry. She's got such a gift for dark writing, and I like how she brings us through this imagery of a mythological feel of being chased by that werewolf, that demon, or even kind of a metaphorical feel of being chased by one's own personal demon. And I have to agree with you, Ray, that when the protector stepped in and put his arms around her and drew his weapon and she knew she was safe, those were just a really nice way to wrap this poem up. Plus, I thought it really gave it a great connection to the quote that you had up as a prompt. So very well done here, Weaver.
Thank you, Pam. And I apologize for missing you on that last
It's okay.
Poem.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
She'll get a revenge.
Okay. I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind, please, Passions, when you see it.
Okay. Okay. What makes a man, by Incubus II. She saw him there, an unassuming man upon one knee, tending a fallen chick, hands calloused by honest hard work, cradling his tiny, fragile body so gently. His eyes never left his feathered charge as he straightened, returning the child of the wind to the weathered bed with simple words of prayer. She saw him there, an unassuming man beneath the tree, an aura of peace as a moment of unconditional love framed by foliage and sunlight. No warrior ever showed such mercy. No eyes within these wild times ever smiled so kindly. And in that brief meeting, all she has ascertained to be a man was washed away with her tears of joy. As she moved away, his words serenading her heart, as she imagined having been that little sparrow so gathered in and caressed by such manly hands. End poem.
Beautiful read. But, you know, this is a touching poem about what makes a man a man. And, you know, all of the goodness within that man shining brightly as he tends to this poor bird that he was tending to, this fallen chick. And, you know, it really invokes the spirit of the inner man being a gentle but masculine warrior. This is a beautiful poem. What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, well, you know, just he has a phrase in here, you know, can callous by honest hard work. You know, a lot of times, you know, we see these romance novels, these knights and these, you know, these romantic figures, you know, these princesses and all this, and, you know, these warriors and all that. And, you know, that's not the reality. You know, a man can be, what's the word I'm looking for, can be sweet and kind and loving, and, you know, and that doesn't make him less a man. It makes him more, you know, more of a human being, of a caring person and a man, I think. And I think Incubus shows that in this poem very well, you know. You know, that a woman you know, is will be attracted to this kind of a person that shows his feelings and shows his caring, and he can become the best warrior for you than any other man out there can be. And yeah, just a well-written poem all through, very emotive and you know, very sweet and loving, this poem. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I liked how tender and romantic this is, that it went for more of an emotional and sensuality, that, you know, the idea of observing someone in the act of kindness and realizing how beautiful of a person that makes them, and to see the beauty of their spirit. So very well done.
Fantastic comment, Pam. And Passions, what are your thoughts?
I think Ink did a wonderful job with this. I'm very actually impressed with it. I like the feel of it, the hands calloused by honest hard work, cradling his tiny fragile body so gently, his eyes never left his feathered charge as he straightened, returning the child of the wind to their weathered bed, its simple words of prayer. You know, beautiful, you know, to picture a man that's gentle and caring and loving is a remarkable I can't think of the word I want to use. It's a remarkable it's remarkable attribute to have. Everybody looks at the guy like, oh, they're just mean old men, and they don't care. They care about themselves. But, you know, to see somebody tending to something outside themselves is great. And this poem depicts it very well. I loved it.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And I'd like to welcome Liu Wildup to the show. Hello, Liu.
Hi, Frank. Hi, everybody. Hi, Passions, Pam, Naomi, Frank. I'm not sure who else is on, but if I missed you, hi.
No, you got it.
I got y'all. Well, you know, I've been listening to your comments, and they've been absolutely wonderful. You know, to me, what makes a man attractive is the kindness and the loving tender care that he shows someone or something. You know, when you see them try to rescue a little, you know, a duck, a bird, a puppy, a cat, you know, that they take them in, you know, you see the soft part of them. You know, there's, for me, machismo, or, you know, that macho type of attitude that men have is, to me, is very unattractive. There's, you know, what I find attractive is somebody that does something like this, that is kind and loving, you know, like when you see them even opening a door for an elderly person in a wheelchair or trying to help them, that's attractive to me. That's what makes a man, to me, a man.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Thank you, Leah. And thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Okay, Naomi, I have your poem up. You have a SoundCloud, so
I can read it, Grace.
Okay, if you want, sure.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, this is called Bloom. I remember the sparkle of spring's first flowers, the swollen buds on the branches of cherry trees, round, rosy, and ripe, bubbling to burst in bloom, the clear, crisp chirp of the sparrow's mating song, and the smoky smell of cedar wood and spices that seemed forever embedded into your skin. You looked at me, your stare wild and hot, a deep gray-blue sprinkled with mischief, piercing through me, the first person wanting to know about all that lay hidden behind my eyes. I could have loved you just for that. Maybe I did. You had wandered into my life as if from out of your own kind of distant wilderness, slipping through a peculiar woods, incoming like a wave, roving as fast as it could, lapping up onto my deserted myrtled riverbank, where early boughs sprung up shy and innocent, whispering of sweet Spanish sunsets in my ear, your velvety voice and dusk, deep, husky murmurs took on the tone of a dark, stormy and dingo sea that filled my veins and boiled my blood till my body beat frantic to a wanton dance and my stomach fell through my feet. The silvery, scarlet spot rumbled and cracked open as I fell so softly into your strong, steady hands. Our shadows curled into each other, sliding across the old woven quilt spread out under a willow tree. Why, my whole world becoming just background noise as I shuddered in the poesy of moaned ecstasy, spellbound, captive to my intoxicating surrender. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, and such a heartfelt, touching poem. You know, it was endearing. You know, you can feel the passion and the desire that you have for your lover in this instant, whispering of sweet Spanish sunsets in your ear, his velvety voice in deep, husky murmurs took on the tone of dark, stormy indigo sea that filled your veins and boiled your blood. All of your body, he beat frantic to a wanton dance, and your stomach fell through your feet. Just a haunting poem, beautifully penned. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I have to agree. This is absolutely beautiful. It's got brilliant imagery and metaphors. I really like how you have the mention of the lapping up onto my deserted myrtle riverbank, where early boughs sprung up shy and innocent, whispering of sweet Spanish sunsets in my ear, your velvety voice and deep husky murmurs. And I also really liked that last stanza with the ending of spell, and I shudder in the poesy of moaned ecstasy, spellbound, captured to my intoxicating surrender. Beautiful lines there, Naomi, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. That was a great comment. And Passions, what did you think?
Well, Naomi, I think you did a wonderful job with this piece. Wonderful read. The imagery, it was to die for in here. I actually was able to envision everything that was going on. You looked at me, your stare wild and hot, a deep gray blue sprinkled with mischief. Several lines, a whispering of sweet Spanish sunsets in my ears, your velvety voice and deep husky murmurs took on the tone of a dark stormy indigo sea. And I mean, I can go on. If I go on, I'm just going to recite the whole poem because it's just amazing. I really like this poem.
Thank you, Passions.
Absolutely. Thank you, Passions. And Louie, what did you think?
Well, I really liked Passion's comment. It made me giggle. And I also like some of the same things that Pam brought out. You know, what she brings out is, you know, she brings out how spring is bursting and we see everything, the birds, the bees, everything is mating and just blooming and succulent. And then she brought that, to me, the juiciness and the beautiful fragrance of spring into each and every stanza. Like this, the next, your second stanza, I really loved this line. You looked at me, your stare wild and hot, a deep gray blue sprinkle of mischief. It's that look in somebody's eye when you catch it and you can see the passion, but also it's the attractiveness and the I don't know how to describe it, where that side of them that makes you happy and makes you laugh and makes you smile, that mischievousness that they have. And then also I like the same lines that Pam read, whispering of sweet Spanish sunsets in my ear. Oh, God, just somebody whispering in your ear is so hot. Okay. Your velvety voice and deep, husky murmurs. I mean, that just sends chills down my spine and my body. You just get goosebumps. And of course, it gets, you know, it blossoms into the last stanza. Beautiful, beautiful read and beautiful poem, Naomi.
Thank you, Lulu.
Great comment. Thank you, Lulu. And Frank, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Frank.
Hello, everyone. Hello there, my friend.
Hey.
Hello there, Naomi. Hello there, Passion. Tonight, Bobby was on, and I don't know who else is on.
Yep, Bobby has joined us, too.
And Pam, of course, Pam.
Hi, Bobby.
Pam
and
Grace.
Evening.
Hi, Bobby.
Well, howdy,
howdy. Bobby. I'm hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing all right so far, thank you.
That's good.
She's waiting to be lit up.
Did you get a chance to hear Naomi's poem?
I did.
Are you
not, doggone.
Oh, okay.
Too loud. Okay. I'm going to grab the next poem here. And
I was able to hear the poem. I mean, I was able to read the poem afterwards.
Okay, what did you think, Frank?
Well, I thought it was a fantastic piece. I mean, obviously, you know, it does have a token of sensuality in this piece here. I mean, there is a beautiful radiance that emits in this poem here. You know, this must be an incredible, incredible experience here. The Spanish sunsets in your ear and the deep, husky murmurs. I mean, this poem really was inspired. I don't know who inspired you in this poem, but it was certainly really inspired. Somehow got me there with Spanish sunsets there. I don't know about the husky murmurs there, but
are you
I'll
hinting,
leave it there.
Francisco?
No, I don't know. I've had my
dígame,
miles,
dígame.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just reading the poem.
I don't want to spread any rumors because, you know, it's totally,
we
you
like
know,
rumors.
Me and Frank are good friends, but I actually did think of Frank and his writing, you know, and his sensual poetry put in that line. I actually did. But, you know, it's just because of his sensual writing every time, you know, and the way he reads. But I did. I put in the word Spanish just thinking of that.
Well
that's because they are sexy. Sexy with that accent.
I'm flattered. I'm very much flattered there. I didn't mean to take away the poem there, but I'm very much flattered by that. Thank you very much, yeah. But that's not good.
Excellent comment. And Frank, would you mind reading the next one, please?
Yeah, hold on, bear with me. I have to let me recompose myself here. I was not expecting that. Wait, all right, here we go. Just bear with me. This is by Rogue Poet here, and it's called She Who Must Not Be Named. There she lay naked, neath of the willow, lavender scent on my poems she uses as pillows, wearing scrim shawled intaglios with lips of black widows, as the widows to her soul were reflecting the universe. And she's moving transition when switching positions, pause for a moment to review her exhibition, because what's about to be taken will never again be given. And I wondered, is she a blessing or is she a curse? Her licentious, raspy whispers, she beckoned with a finger. Come hither for dinner, don't fitter, my sweet sinner. It's a savvy savoir-faire and dashing debonair, but with the gentleness of a breeze, I stroked her fine hair. I wondered, is she a dream or is she a nightmare? With flair for the dramatic, I recited my verse. Could I ever achieve such an endeavor? I exceed any measure, transcending forever. But no razor could ever sever, until never. Would I ever partake of your pleasure? I'd walk every ember and sail any weather, just to be together, until never. Would I ever capture your treasure? I'd brave every tear of hell's fiery leather, and return every falling feather, until never. However I pressure, please pressure this beggar. Whatever I am to you, I surrender. Whoever may read, will forever remember. Wherever this leads, we're together, forever. Forever, never, to the end of never. The moment never missed, thunder clapped when we kissed, lay in rhythm, soothing lisp, oblivious as she hissed. I'm your sultry seductress, the varying succubus, intellect devour, the source of your lust. Love me like an animal, kiss me like a cannibal, I'll squeak an owl as you ram like a boar. Roar like a lion enraptured by a snake, claw like a dragon, burning passion like a drake. You're my only desire, there are no others. Our son shall inherit 10,000 brothers, all sons of the thunder and demons from under, whose mother seduced fools that easily blundered, just to be together forever and ever until the end of never. End of poem. That was quite a lengthy poem there.
Yeah, that was beautifully read, though, Frank. And
oh, I appreciate
you
that.
Know,
I was not prepared for that lengthy poem, but
yeah, you did an excellent job reading it. And you know, I found the poem to be quite hard-hitting. You know, it speaks to the nature of the succubus and the being caught up in that relationship. It's definitely hard-hitting with its descriptors and its nature. Beautifully expressed. What did you think, Pam?
Yeah, I think this is just a wonderful tale, a dark sensuality. You did a great read there, Frank. I really like the alliteration within this and the imagery and how the rhyme had both, like, in the center of lines and at the end part. And I really like how he brings in the mythology. And so beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. And Passions, what did you think?
No, it was definitely a great read, lengthy read. Was I didn't know whether he was going to make it or not, but he did.
Oh, God. No, I got enough lung there, that Passion.
I'm sure you do. And it had a lot of great imagery to this. I did like the center. Should I receive such an endeavor, I'd exceed any measure, transcending forever, and no razor could never sever until never, and on down. I mean, it was great detail. It was a very descriptive piece. Well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, an awesome read there, Frank. This poem, this is a fantastic piece. It just has this aura of mysticism around it, you know. I just love the way he talks and then she responds, you know, like she hisses, you know, back. And, you know, it's like almost animalistic, this whole piece, you know, just like a roar. The moment never missed, thunderclapped when we kissed, laying leesome, little soothing lisp, oblivious as she hissed. You know, there's something like raw and visceral in this piece, you know, just so powerful all the way.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Louie, what did you think? Hello, Louie.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I really, really enjoyed this poem. I enjoyed hearing Frank read this. I saw that he had entered this into a competition for a voodoo doll. What I liked, too, was also the conversation that Naomi was talking about where he says, would I ever partake of your pleasure? I'd walk every ember and sell any weather just to be together until never. You know, he's showing her that he would go through the gates of hell just to be with her, to be kissed by her. But what I really liked here was this, you know, because today is Wednesday, so I like the sultry part take where she goes, your sultry seductress, an alluring succubus, your intellect devourer, your socialist. There, I really liked it makes your mouth, for me, it made my mouth, that stanza made my mouth water. You know, just thinking about, you know, tasting that person's flesh, you know, the source of my lust that I've been craving. And then the next stanza I also like because Naomi brought that out. Love me like an animal, kiss me like a cannibal. For somebody to kiss you like a cannibal, just eat you up, your neck, your face, your lips, your mouth, everything, you know, your mouth just waters, your lips swell, everything swells. And then to screech like an owl as you ram like a bull. Oh yeah. I'm a Taurus. Oh yeah. Okay, back to you, Greg.
And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
What can I ask? All my adjectives have been co-opted. I can't follow that. between the lady's comments and Frank's reading, I'm undone.
Breathless.
Great comment, Bobby. Thank you. And Frank, what did you think?
Well, first of all, Bobby, write a piece about me too. You need to tell me in advance so I can be prepared. This poem here. This piece here is very poetic. It's very poetic. You know, I realized as I was reciting the poem, there's a flow of rhyming in this piece
mm-hmm.
here. It's not easy to rhyme a long, lengthy piece like this to go and flow. The cadence of this poem was also excellent, but I thought the metaphors were very central. But yeah, I thought it was very creative, very poetic. I did a fantastic job here, you know.
Great comment. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah. You know, it's all good.
I appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind when you see this, please, Bobby.
Not mind a bit. I just hope it's as provocative as what Frank just read.
I have
no
vodka. It's
there.
My vodka.
I'm going to put it on fire here. Oh, coffee, vodka. Oh, yeah, this has got to be good. Okay. Okay. Special by coffee and vodka. You gave yourself up to me with an inward, hungry smile. To do as I will, knowing, trusting, I'd expertly, lovingly take your itch down to a long country mile. Giving myself to you with many layered offer, my friend, submissive and confidant, protection, shoulder and ear, private passion, readily, lovingly preferred. From sweaty embrace to conversation over coffee, doubts gone, safely speak or ignite, know you for you or me for me, no, that's not entirely right. End of the day, no great truth to be told, but two empty vessels in a world gone cold, needing to feel special and calm.
Oh, beautiful read. And, but yeah, that was a wonderful poem. You know, you can feel the love and the longing in this, and giving myself to you with many layered offer, my friend, submissive and confidant, protection, shoulder and ear, private passion, readily, lovingly proffered. And then from sweaty embrace to conversation over coffee, doubts gone, safely speak or ignite, know you for you or me for me. No, that's not entirely right. Yeah, it's just an amazing poem, a beautiful poem. What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, well, I love I just love this song all through, you know. It has this deep connection between two people, you know. Just that sentence there, from sweaty embrace to conversation over coffee, that says so much, you know, that line, you know. And then, you know, just the way she finishes it, needing to feel special. You know, two people that are together that makes each other feel special for one another. You know, what do you want? What do you need more than that in life, you know? It's just a beautiful, beautiful ride all through.
Great comment. Thank you. And Frank, what did you think?
You know, I'm going to agree with what was said right now by Naomi. This is it's a beautiful poem, you know. There's so much to this when you have that person that you love, you know, and you share these memories and times. You make that special each and every day. So I thought it was fantastic, right?
That was a great comment, Frank. Thank you. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
The deeply Bobby? Passionate. I'm off mute. I swear. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
And can hear you.
No, I'm not the one barking. I have been known to emit some strange noises, but that's not one of them. I thought it was deeply passionate, beautifully written. It was deeper than simply a love affair. There's an emotional connection there between the two, and you can feel that, and it's expressed beautifully from sweaty embrace to conversation over coffee, for who of us hopefully has never been lucky enough to just mess up the sheets and then the next morning do the debrief in Beth robes and coffee. And just sit there and laugh and laugh and laugh. And just that's the beautiful part of it. End of the day, no great truth be told, but two empty vessels needing to feel special. That is a beautiful piece.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. Great comment. Okay, so I've got the next poem here. I'm going to paste this into the group now. And this is called Devour the Raptor by Gray Eye Smith. She gilds the shine, rising like starfire, upon the rigid contours of my throbbing desire. Inhaling deeply, then holding her breath, She consumes the liquid needs of my darkness until finally she must breathe again. Her eyes search my face, seeking to devour the rapture she brings as my taste brings the pleasure to her eyes. It is these exchanges that fuel the forges where we hammer our weapons into orgasmic infantry, spilling soldiers upon our battlefield. End poem. What did you think, Passions?
Oh, Gray. I didn't see it coming from you. This is a wonderful, wonderful written piece. She goes for the shine rising like starfire upon the rigid contours of my throbbing desire. Inhaling deeply, this is a masterpiece. You outdone yourself. I love it.
Thank you, Passions. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
I'm just, can you come back to me? I just got back. I'm reading it now.
Okay, sure. Frank, what did you think?
Well, I was in the process of writing my comment there, but I'll certainly answer. I thought you did a fantastic job here. You know, you don't have that many lines here, but I've always said that the length doesn't make a poem. It's what the words, you know, you put into it. And I thought you did a fantastic job. I thought it was very sensual. I thought it was seductive, but I thought it was also very poetic. The way you just brought in the wording was just perfect with each and every line there. I thought you did a fantastic job. This was a good piece here. I'm glad you shared with us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And Lee, what did you think?
I agree with what everybody's saying. I really like Passion's giggling. This is very seductive. Your metaphors are just like as sharp as that sword that she's holding. You know, you can't miss the ecstasy and the desire, and especially here where you said this is very highly attractive. Her eyes search my face, seeking to devour the rapture she brings as my taste brings the pleasure to her eyes. When you're looking at somebody and you're bringing them pleasure and you're watching the reaction to what you're doing to them, it's very erotic.
Thank you, Lou. And Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Bobby, it's very economical, right? I mean, you have packed a lot of emotions in, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines, beautifully done, very expressive, very passionate. Girls are still giggling back there. I can hear them. There they go again. But I agree, the line, her eyes search my face, seeking to devour the rapture she brings as my taste brings the pleasure to her eyes. Beautifully written. I mean, so expressive and so passionate and subtly sensual.
Well, it's just a beautiful piece. I can't help but giggle because, well, I've read pieces and heard pieces, but, you know, and then I hear the hammer or weapons of the orgasmic infantry killing soldiers upon a battlefield. I mean, uniqueness right there.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody. And
Naomi,
she said you didn't
get to Naomi. She said she didn't have a chance for her to comment.
Okay.
She told
you
to come back to her.
Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is very steamy. Like a very, very Making me peace here, Gray. Yeah, I love the same lines that everybody else mentioned, you know, with the eyes there. But, you know, all throughout this, you know, for a brevity, it has such power in it, you know, such passion and such fire. Just bravo on this, right?
Thank you, Naomi. And, yeah, so I'm going to post the next link. If you wouldn't mind, please leave when you see it.
Okay, let me refresh. Oh. Okay, sucios. Surros secretos. Dime. Qué mojado te pones pensando a mí. Oh, déjame ver. Night's breath neath wolf lunar chanting. Moonlight decorates. Moonlight velvet shrouds in arousing shades of liquid sapphire. Heavy moans, sickened, moist exhales. Inflamed dreamy persuasions, tormento agradable, intoxicating, glistening, sea waves pound, reverberate, pulsating, heightening, hearing, salted, sweetened aromas, silhouettes, sucios, susurros secretos. Prisoner of sensual, hallucinogenic expressions. Dime. As lips devour dripping, searing, honeyed amber, bathing bodies in cool nights, in fervid perspiration, starry-eyed addictions, hungrily glaze at heel-tip massaging fixation. Unlocking zippered growls, fleshy, swollen, soft mouth, warm, saturated tongue, uncages her aphrodisiac, a rearing, hooded serpent, draping, kissing, and yearning appetites, fingertips grasp longing flesh, concierto of vocal lamentations, fill empty darkness, he murmurs, susurrando, psiquitos, mientras mira, and poem.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Can you please reread that?
I did not know he put that poem up. Okay. That was called a surprise. Shame on you, Greg.
No, that was a beautiful read, Lou. I really appreciate your Spanish, you know, the way you roll your tongue. It really hits home in his heart.
It hits the vibration.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Such a beautiful read. And, you know, the poem is so seductive and erotic and desirous, and it really hits home with the Spanish. Like I said, you know, when you read your Spanish, it's just hypnotizing and enchanting. A beautiful job. What did you think?
Thank you.
I mean, passions.
I think it was a beautiful, beautiful write. It was a beautiful read. Of course, I was lost in the words because, it was very heated and sensual. And the Spanish definitely a key factor. I think had a lot of great imagery. heavy moans, thick and moist, exhales, inflamed, dreamy persuasion. Beautiful. It was beautiful all throughout. I mean, there's not any line that I did not like. Dripping Syrian honey, amber. Oh, my goodness. I had to turn on the fan, people. Great job.
I've got mine on right now.
That was a great comment, Passion. Thank you. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is it's amazing. And I read the translation, too, and it became even more amazing. Well, there's a couple that I did understand because Spanish resembles French a bit. So, you know, there's some that I could, but then when I got down and I read, like, the first one there, yeah, wow. You know, it really, really, yeah, it starts out really, you know, right on key there, right with the, right, like, wet. As it's supposed to be, and you know, it never let up. You know, I just love the, you know, it's the strength and the powerfulness of the passion in here. You know, you have words like growl and saturated and swollen and on cage. You know, hungrily and, you know, intoxicating and pound and, you know, so it all together, you know, it makes for an amazing, deep and powerful, sensual ride all through here. Just an amazing, amazing, sensual ride here, Luyu.
Bravo.
Thank you. Well done.
Excellent comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Frank, what did you think?
Oh, do you want me to say what I feel or what I think, or just? All right, I'll make it brief. I know we're running out of time here. I heard this poem before, and I wrote what I wrote and what I seek now. I think that she could be, her voice could be my GPS anytime.
Yeah. Right.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Early now.
Absolutely.
It was a great poem.
And Bobby, what are your thoughts? Thank you.
Well, for taking you by surprise, you certainly landed on your feet. It was a beautiful, beautiful read. Extremely provocative, sensual, romantic, very passionate, very powerful piece. And this is only testimony to Frank's use of Spanish. It always seems to make a provocative poem even more provocative.
Oh, don't compare me and Luyu's better than me now.
Oh, no, but you know, he cussed me in French, it would sound great. But the Spanish ending, it actually makes it very, very provocative. And it's a beautiful piece.
Thank you, Bobby.
Excellent comment, Bobby. Thank you. Okay, Passions, I've got your poem up, if you don't mind, please.
Okay, this was Chaos and Calm. Cashmere and lace, delicate. Hands to face, gently. Appetite behind silhouette, beyond silhouette, offering French tip to me, sun stripped of color. Incognito, we wrestle in feet, naked moon. Calligraphy etched by fingernails, alarms of passion ringing loud. Lavender candles beside bed rails, masculinity felt while tongue moves about. Created the positioning, alas, hands tracing me like a raft. Arching to attention, I feel your mouth. Orchestra of lust plays further south. Sighs of pleasure escape from souls burning. I wrapped my fingers in your hair. Noticed excitement at Mount Bear. Collecting the sighs of the stars in your eyes. a moan came to rise when you bit my thighs, loving the moments where your tongue spent, mandarin scent springing from where fingers went, crossing legs over shoulder, having control, arms and hands in devilish style, onto peaks of ivory a while, fat and ripped from place. I thrust in musical momentum, needing you to thrust some. Climaxing in sync, it's thing. It's all about the magic we bring. Laying in love's sweet heated bath, melting in each other's aftermath. End poem.
Wow,
that's a fantastic poem. You know, I really like the acrostic nature to it. You wouldn't be able to tell that it was acrostic if you hadn't, if you didn't separate the letters. But no, it was a beautiful write. You know, it was passionate, erotic, desirous, and heartfelt. Beautiful job. Excellent write. Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent read as well. Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, well, I really, really, really liked this. And the way it repeats chaos and calm, chaos and calm, chaos and calm. Because it has that sense, you know, of both in it. You know, the appeasing sense of the imagery, you know, the cashmere, the lace, delicate. And, you know, it has that delicacy to it, but it also has that that passionate, powerful, chaotic momentum to it, too, throughout it. So the two mix and match in it. And I think, you know, to have the words chaos and calm was very witty and very clever and well, an amazing, amazing right here, Passions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Naomi. And Louie, what did you think?
Well, this is just a really fantastic central acrostic poem, my first one I've ever read. chaos and calm, and you both write beautiful sensual poetry. I've got to say, the imagery in here was very sensual, was very erotic, like where you said, where is it? Hold on, I'm a creative person laughing. Yeah, there's something about laughing when you're being very sensual. But, it says, creative, the positioning, a laugh, hands tracing me like a graph, arching to attention, I feel your mouth, orchestra of lust plays further south, sighs of pleasure escaping from soul burning. Oh, I just thought that was just so steamy and so erotic and, you know, so, okay, I'll have to say it. I'm not like Frank, moist in my mind. And then where he goes, I wrap my fingers in your hair. I notice the excitement, a mound bear. Oh, my gosh, that was just gorgeous. I really love this poem. Thank you. Excellent work. Beautiful across. Thank you.
Great comment, Lou. Thank you. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, first of all, really quick. Do I understand this is a collab?
No.
Oh, it's not. I thought you did a wonderful job here. This is just, it is sensual. It is erotic. You have a beautiful way of using eroticism in your poem with your metaphors. And I'm always taken aback by your this type of poetry, right? And I like the last stanza there. I really thought it really means, you know, it really means what it should be when you have two lovers there. I thought you did a fantastic job. It was very central. But what I expect is all the time from you. You're always a master of this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great comment. Thank you, Frank. And Bobby, what are your
You're
thoughts?
Welcome.
This is an impressive piece. But with the rigors of the acrostic, it's very cleverly worded, beautifully crafted, artfully phrased, very passionate language, very imaginative, very creative, and but very, very powerful And as you said early on, Gray, if it had not been for its structure, you would not have, it does not have the stilted flow of an acrostic that sometimes it has because of the confines of the format. No, this is a beautiful, skillful, very passionate piece. That's something to be very proud of.
Thank you very much.
That was a wonderful comment, Bobby. Thank you. Okay, Frank, I've got your poem up. I'm going to play the SoundCloud.
Mi amor. Your smooth olive skin is the canvas of your seduction, begging for me to nibble on its titillating surface with my lips as my kisses awaken the passion yearning to be fully deflowered, making you shiver with the heat of the midnight moisture felt. The gentle strokes of my fingers caress your blossoming bosom, excited with the firm touch of my hold upon its succulence, and our bodies delight with the nudity of the moonlight glow. My exotic flesh presses against yours with an erotic embrace. A conquistador of your uninhibited temptation in dripping desires, the hot Latin lover that makes your fantasy come alive always with the irresistible spell of his manly aura and his sensuality. I am the embodiment of your secret pleasures and exploration. Be the delicious banquet to my insatiable hunger and thirst, the desirable dish that I crave with the pouring whipped cream, the sweet honey I lick over and over with my teasing tongue. Be the carnal fiend of my sinful ecstasy exhibited tonight. Déjame seducirte con mis besos, entrégate a mis fuertes brazos, sea la conquista de esta noche el hechizo de mi atrevida amante. Let me seduce you with my kisses, surrender to my strong arms, be the conquest of tonight, the spell of my daring love. Mi amor, mi calor. Ole, ole, in the poem.
Beautiful read, Frank. And, you know, the poem is it just knocks you upside the head with its sensuality and its seductive nature.
Oh, thank you very much there.
Yeah, you know, it's just a beautiful poem with a steamy aspect to it that just, you know, really heats up the night. Excellent job.
Oh, I appreciate that.
What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, it was so funny because Bobby was talking to me and she said you should do a seduction show with food, you know, chocolate and stuff like that. And, you know, and I'm reading this and, you know, you have all this wonderful, you used all the imagery of this wonderful food in here and you did it in such a wonderful, wonderful way. You know, so once you're able to do that, contest, you already did it in this poem. but be the delicious banquet, my insatiable hunger and thirst, the desirable dish that I crave with the pouring whipped cream, the sweet honey I lick, and over my teasing tongue, the carnal feast of my sinful ecstasy. Amazing, amazing. As always, Frank, yummy, 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 yummy stuff.
Thank you. Passions, what did you think?
What I always think about when I read poetic Picasso, he is a totally skilled writer of the sensual genre, and I have a lot of competition. Beautiful words, beautiful imagery, a conquistador, of your uninhibited temptation and dripping desires, the hot Latin lover that makes your fantasy come alive always. And I'm thinking, make mine come alive, or this is what I
mean. We're in the same state there, you know. We do live in the same state.
I hear you. And be the delicious banquet.
Thank you, delicious banquet
to my insatiable hunger and thirst, the desirable dish that I crave with the pouring whipped cream, the sweet honey I lick over and over with my teasing tongue. Be the carnal feast of my sinful ecstasy exhibited tonight. Oh my God, to be that feast. What say to you? Okay, never mind. I didn't ask that. And let me seduce you with my kisses, surrender to my strong arms. You know, it's full of great imagery, emotion, want, desire, passion. It's a beautiful write. It's something I come to expect from Frank. So wonderfully done.
I appreciate that.
Great comment. Thank you, Passions. And Liu, what did you think?
Ay, tan rica, la color, you know, where you go, mi amor, mi calor, you know, just that you have that music in the background, so you're thinking of the conquistador. But with me, what I loved was the same thing. I don't know, maybe it's just me tonight. I love the same stanza also that Naomi was speaking about, where you're the sugar, you know, that you're the meal, the delicious banquet to my insatiable hunger and thirst. And then, you know, you talk about whipped cream and everything, but what I really liked was the sweet honey I lick over, and this line, over with my teasing tongue. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's enough to make anybody faint. Uy, Tarika.
Well, Bobby might be there in the background, Bobby.
What you got, Bobby?
Well, I will keep it brief. I will say that no one says the word bosom like Frank.
Oh man!
Nobody says half the words like Frank.
Amen.
Ole.
Ole.
Oh, thank you. Ole. Okay.
Ole.
Thank you.
Great comment.
Ole.
Ole. Okay, so would you guys mind hanging out a little bit for me? We got Bobby's read coming up and then Pam.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll definitely hang out first.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, Bobby, you're up.
Let me tie myself in my chair.
Wrap yourself in. It's going to be a bumpy night. But it wasn't, but if you fasten your seat belts, it's going to be a bumpy night. Sangue d'uva. Posizione di amore. Percent, an intoxicating blend, shower steam, spicy soap, a hint, and a full Shiraz. The crossed, long stems of a well-hidden rose resting invitingly across the bed. Smiling, she hands him a glass awash with rubies. The candlelight dances through the sanguine fluid, sparks and traps sunlight play in the garnet liquid, swirling amid the scent of rich earth and past lives. The ring of their glasses, the twinkle of their eyes, amplified by a theater of velvet shadows and soft music. The evening, a tangle of familiarly sweet pillow talk, ravenous lust, knowing laughter, stubborn buttons. He explores the blush petals of his rose, this rapacious gardener, fueled by their passion and her redolent bouquet of desire. As the moonlight casts intriguing images across the embracing bodies, skin shone pearly silver in the argent light. She balances the wine stem on her hip, purring for satisfaction. Before the spent forms intertwine, seeking slumber, surrounded in shared warmth, a last glass drains the bottle. Execution complete, another dead soldier rests as wordless witness to their rapture.
Well, that was a beautiful picture that you painted there, Bobby. You know, you can feel the passion and the desire, the co-joining of these two souls as they come together in this beautiful moment. Just an excellent write, excellent read, Bobby. And Passions, what did you think?
I think this was a beautiful piece. I like the candlelight dances through the sanguine fluid sparks and trapped sunlight play in the garnet liquid, swirling amid the scent of rich earth and past lives, the ring of their glasses, the twinkle of their eyes, amplified by a theater of velvet shadows and soft music. And you go through the preparation of the working up to, and then the romantic element and to the passion, and then to the final. I mean, it was a beautiful journey through great imagery. I love this piece. It was really well written and well read.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great comment. Thank you. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is amazing. You know, the detail you put into this to this poem, Bobby, you know, all the imagery, you know, the rich imagery, just amazing. You know, the evening, a tangle of familiarity, familiarly sweet pillow talk, ravenous love, knowing laugh, stubborn buttons, love that phrase there in there, amongst all the other ones, you know, that she, the one with the wine stem on her hip, purring satisfaction, you know, and then the dead soldier, which is the wine, the empty wine bottle, I guess, rests as wordless witness of the rapture. Just wonderful way to finish out the whole poem here. Just amazing, amazing right all through. You use the light and you use, you know, you aroused so many of our senses with this right. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Lee, what did you think?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Bobby, I thought this was very sensual and especially very beautiful. What I almost felt like a voyeur looking in somebody's window. You could literally see this with your mind's eye as if you were there watching this happen. For me, you know, like everybody else, I love the lighting. I like how, you know, you set it up with the sense of smell and taste in the first stanza. But, you know, the visual in the second one was, oh, it was just delightful as it was gorgeous, where you talked about the candlelight dances through the sanguine fluid. Sparks and tap sunlight play on the garnet liquid. It's just gorgeous. And then the familiarity, what we see with couples, the evening of a tangle of familiarities, sweet pillow talk, ravenous lust, knowing laughter, and stubborn buttons. You could just literally see all of that and feel all of that and feel as if you were there with, you know, this was either watching or it was being done to you. This is beautifully penned, Bobby.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have one more poem here by Pam. And if you wouldn't mind, please reading this, Leah.
Okay, just a second. Be my honor. Okay, I got to refresh. Okay. Kiss Me by Pam Ray. Kiss me as if I am the last wild mound of earth you want to divide and conquer. Drop some clementine dew, windswept grass, demanding parched renewal in the heat of your prairie fire eyes. Rivet the broken pieces of me, the boned entwining of our candle wick throughs, merging holy divine. Be my warrior. Let my name be your battle cry, Inanna, Queen of Heaven. Be my liberist. Write me into existence. Thrusted moans, rotating the cycle of my seasons. Be my Lord, unwavering in your primal convictions. Ravage and plunder me. Bend my frayed twine to the demands of your touch. And as I cry out in barbarous ecstasy, tell me how sweet the taste of surrender upon lips, the feast on the fallen. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. And, you know, it's a powerful poem. You know, it demands that, you know, he come to her and be her warrior and let her name be the battle cry in a queen of heaven, in Anna, queen of heaven. Yeah, just a hard-hitting poem filled with fantastic imagery and passion. Speaking of passions, what did you think, Passion?
I think she...
Passion?
She's out of passion there.
I don't know if she dropped.
Yeah, she must have. Naomi, what did you think?
yeah, well, what can you say? I mean, this is amazing. She just went on a war cry here. Pam can write in such a way, you know, she can write in any genre and make it amazing. You know, she's such a great, great, talented writer. I just love, you know, all the way through. I have a hard time picking out a piece there. You know, thrusting moans, rotating the cycle of my seasons. You know, I love that line there. And candle wick sues, merging holy divine. You know, she has so many wonderful, unique lines in here all the way through. Just an amazing write here by Pam.
Great comment, thank you. And Liu, what did you think?
Well, I want to congratulate her on winning the gold medal for this poem because it is just full of passion. It's full of ecstasy. It's full of, like right here, what I love about this is that, you know, she's asking of him to rivet the broken pieces of her, the boned and twined, the candlewick throes, merging holy divine, you know, where she wants him to heal her and to be her warrior, and that she also, to me, would be the queen of his existence and the cycle of her seasons. And this is just, you know, be my Lord, unwavering in our primal convictions, ravage and plunder me. Oh, that was just so yummy.
Mm-hmm. Great comment. Thank you, Leah. And Frank, what are your thoughts?
I thought it was a fantastic write. I mean, everyone said what I have to say. I just like the way she begins each and every one of these lines here. You know, I have not read much of her central pieces, but definitely going to go to her and to write some more. I might have to give her some Merlot there, some wine to do so there. Just fantastic, right?
Great comment.
Thanks, Frank.
Her
son said.
Hey, Bobby. Bobby, what are your thoughts?
Just every time I read something of Pam's, I end up with metaphor envy, so why should this time be any different? She has a real language, just the visual imagery, the way she combines words or metaphors, her analogies, be my librettist, write me into existence. The analogy of making him the librettist to her existence, the rivet the broken pieces of me, it's just the whole piece.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks healing, what? Love, but a healing love steeped in passion. So it's a very powerful piece and a beautiful read.
Great comment. Thank you, Bob. Okay, well, I'd like to thank all of you for calling in to share your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time tonight.
Thank you.
I appreciate and love you all.
Yeah.
Take care,
love you
friend.
Too. Buenas. Great show, Greg.
Buenas noches.
Good night, everybody.
Buenas noches.
So great.
Have a good time.
Good
Buenas noches.
Besitos
a todos.
Buenas noches. Igualmente.
Bye.
I want some wine.
Good night.
Anybody want wine? I'm off to get some wine. Take care.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Absolutely. No doubt. All right. Good night,
everybody. Good night.